Tuesday morning. This is your town. This is your station. This is Waitley.
Good morning. Ben Rutten arrived at the hangar this morning before first lights. I can't imagine his state of mind on the drive to Tullamarine. Unlike politicians, coaches don't survive a no confidence motion. Once the faith is lost, it's irreparable. The new leadership on Essendon's board had to make that calculated decision yesterday. We spoke about it in real time. To make a run at Alistair Clarkson was a vote of no confidence in Ben Rutten. Yesterday was a day off for the Bombers, coaches and players. I wonder what Rutten knew. Did he know before Sunday's game that Paul Brasher was out as president? That the internal review that had been conducted with the intention to protect his position had been rejected in favour of an independent external assessment? If Rutten knew that before watching his team play in such an uncommitted manner, he couldn't have escaped a feeling of dread. When did Rutten hear yesterday's premature reporting that he'd been sacked? What did he make of the public correction from the chief executive? But the expectation that this is just a stay of proceedings for the moment. It's a lot to ask of Rutten to be in front of the players, reviewing the worst performance of the year when your authority has been so completely undermined. Rutten, I feel, today is owed his dignity and his payout. It's right to say there is turmoil at Essendon, but sometimes turmoil is necessary to achieve change. Stability's only desirable. It's only desirable if the right people are in place. And Essendon needs change, transformational change, the kind the previous president wouldn't countenance. Now, I expect Dave Barham's first declaration of the line in the sand resonated strongly with the Bomber faithful, with just the right historical echoes, as does the ambition to land Alistair Clarkson. You'll tell me that. 0433 98 11 16, and when we take your calls through the morning. But now the stakes are at their highest. If you execute this sort of power play, you have to land the mission. Land the Clarkson signature, and the Barham-led regime will bask in the halo effect that the master coach's arrival is guaranteed to provide. Miss, and you can imagine this board will quickly be facing opposition forces determined to spill the leadership, particularly if Essendon misses because it dithered too long in taking a ticket in the Clarkson raffle. So marshmallows at the ready for the fiercest battle between Essendon and North Melbourne for a couple of decades, and we're back in the territory of trying to read the mind and interpret the intentions of the ever mysterious and elusive Alistair Clarkson, while waiting to see how the morning plays out for Ben Rutten.
They're a young side learning bad habits. That's where they are. There's no advantage being young learning these habits. Something's got to give. For a ruthless club of 20 years ago, they're a shadow of that right now. So that's why we're at this point.
Obviously, we presented the board a couple of weeks ago. There's an ambition to drive improvement and make our football program the best program can be, and that's where we sit at the moment.
I have not spoken to Alistair Clarkson.
That's all I'm going to say, guys.
Can you guarantee it,
guys? Thank you very much. Ben is our coach.
Essendon people, and there's a lot of them, Jared, are sitting here right now thinking, about bloody time that this club did something and be ruthless and be strong and make strong decisions. Ben Rutten's future, Jared, it is hanging by the thinnest of threads.
Do you think by the end of the week, Alistair Clarkson might be the Essendon coach?
Yep.
David Barham wants Alistair Clarkson. Ben Rutten seems only hours away from finishing up as coach of the Essendon Football Club.
Ben had a good response over the last 7 or 8 weeks, which I thought was going to save him. But what we've seen the last 2 weeks against the Giants and Port Adelaide, I think yesterday was the final straw. And in my opinion, yes, I'd move on from Ben.
I'm not sure I've seen vision of a player treat a coach like this. He doesn't want to sit next to Ben Rutten. Ben Rutten says, now sit here. But look, he's trying to give him some feedback, some positive reinforcement, and the disengagement of Nick Hine on the interchange bench here, he can't even look at him. So the players have clearly checked out, and their on-field actions are displaying that.
It is up to them to be upfront and honest with him. We cannot guarantee you this job. In fact, if Al Clarkson was to agree to coach our football club, then you would no longer be the coach.
It's devastating for Ben Rutten. It's been an incredible season for him, but I still find it extraordinary. It's taken this long for Essendon to have a crack at Alistair Clarkson, and only he can really save them now from a massive, massive embarrassment.
And also no process to sign Ben Rutten at the start of it all, which is on the footy club.
My fear in all this is that it's not generated and it's not governed by emotion, and there's some strategy and some thinking and planning behind all this. Because if it's not, if it's all just we go for Clarkson and that doesn't work, what happens after that?
That's my
What's
point.
The fallout of that?
Difficult 24 hours, but how unsettling has it been for you?
Look, it's been okay. Look, it's not ideal, obviously, but it is what it is.
Are you confident you've still got the playing group, Ben?
Yeah, I've got the confidence of the players. We've got a job to do, and I'm going to coach them the best I can the next 5 days.
That's Ben Rutten committing to coaching the best he can for the next 5 days and taking his team to Saturday night against Richmond at the end of the home and away season. It is tumultuous. There is turmoil at Essendon. Sometimes turmoil is necessary to achieve the change that you are after.